Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 119 for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015, and part of the 2015 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Well, it's quiet. It's just about just a few minutes before 5 o'clock. I'm pretty much wrapping up, putting on my out of office and all that stuff to get ready for my favorite long weekend of the year, Dragon Con. Very excited. Always enjoy it. It's been a relatively calm day today. I took my lunch break and ran a couple errands to make sure we had plenty of cat and dog food in the house. It turns out we were low on both. So got plenty of that here. Not set out. My stepdaughter Savannah will be here. And she takes excellent care of the animals. She loves them as much as we do. But I didn't want her to have to go run out and buy, especially since we buy fairly expensive cat and dog food. So I didn't want her to have to be running out to doing that. And just made sure all my bird feeders were full. Did a little bit of like gardening sort of work that had just kind of slipped off the radar for a while. Just to get some weeds killed before we left, et cetera. Just some little things that I could do. Usually take a 5 or 10 minute walk around break every hour and a half or so when I'm working at home, just so I'm not sitting on my butt all day. And I use those today for doing that sort of stuff. And Charlotte, my wife, is still at school. She's got some crazy long meetings tonight. Hopefully she'll be home soon. I'm thinking about seeing if surprising her with the suggestion. I don't want to go so far as to do it in case it wouldn't work out. But my suggestion is going to be that we do like some takeout Mexican. There's a couple of Mexican restaurants that are pretty close that that everybody likes, and that way we don't have to do any cooking or anything tonight. We can just kind of relax. We can both do our last minute preparations and be ready to get up and go in the morning. Getting up fairly early. We're definitely going to make it by lunch. I've got lunch scheduled with a coworker at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's kind of a yearly thing where he doesn't get to see my wife that often since she's here. He's in Atlanta, but for I think 3 years now we've been doing this. Hilton was offering like a, you know, they'll take a little bit of your money, you know, here and a little bit of your money here. They were offering a $30, like early, like 9 to 12 check, 9 AM to 12 PM check-in deal. We wouldn't be there that early anyway. I am hoping they don't get, because they're doing that and making money off of it. Usually, you know, I mean, I've supposed my check-in is supposed to be 3. Usually, you know, they're pretty laid back. If it's, you know, 1 or 1:30, they'll go ahead. I'm hoping they're not going to be all wound up about it this year because they're making money on the 9 AM to noon ones. They've been really nice so far. I checked on a couple things talked to some people actually there at the Hilton Atlanta. I like the Hilton Atlanta. It's one of my favorite hotels to stay in down there. So never had a problem with them, so I'm sure everything will be fine. They've already made the announcement about vouchers again for next year, so we can go ahead and put in that reservation and be locked in for another year. It's a great deal for them. I mean, they're locking us in, you know, to staying there year after year. And it's a great deal for us because otherwise, as you know, a month or so after Dragon Con, as the reservation dates start to open up, there's always like a little mini catastrophe where I've been in as group of as large as I think 4 people where we were all like either on the phone or on Skype or whatever, messaging back and forth. And a couple people on the phone, a couple people trying to log into the website. Last time I did this was pretty good while ago. It was where we were still staying at the Hyatt a lot. And, it's just crazy. This is so much easier, so much calmer. So yay for that. And so that's about it. I'm not going to make it too long today. Is there anything else? So I went a little longer than I expected to yesterday. Oh, it was one cool thing. I found I mentioned a week or so ago about doing a bunch of scanning and shredding of stuff. And in that pile that I was going through when I did that, I found the manual for my H1, my Zune H1. And I put it in a fairly, at the time I wasn't going to mess with it, and I put it in a fairly small stack of stuff. But then it, you know, immediately disappeared at the bottom of the small stack again. And I didn't refine it again until yesterday, but I had been wanting it because I was like, surely there's a way, because my Zoom timestamps your MP3s that it creates and it timestamps them incorrectly. And I'm like, well, if it's going to timestamp them at all, and it's like a changing date, you know, this isn't like every time I turn it on, it goes to, you know, January 1st, 2001 or, you know, the beginning of the Unix epoch or whatever. It's like a changing date that's just wrong. So I found that thing again last night and set up the, got to hold down the record key, the record button while you're turning it on. And then it puts it in, set the time, date, time mode. And so then last night after I did my podcast and I opened it up, that was date time stamped correctly. I was a little, you know, a little teeny thing, but it just makes it a little bit easier to find, you know, it's just cool. I like that sort of thing. I fix, VCRs when they blink. I fix my dad's, car radio clock when he doesn't change it for daylight savings time. Even though he insists that all I have to do is wait 6 months and it'll be okay again, you know, those sort of things that I'm not quite as bad about it as I was when I was younger, but I'm still pretty anal about it. So that was my, other little amusing thing that happened yesterday and got straightened out. So that's about it. Be up and going fairly early. I'm probably going to do a short podcast in the car tomorrow. My plan is do one in the car, even though there's a pretty good chance I won't have a lot to say. But it'll be in the can that way, and uploading it and getting it ready to go doesn't take that long, but it'll be done. Because depending on how soon people, you know, friends of mine start showing up at everything at con, it could get hectic and stop, you know, remembering to sit down and have the time to do the podcast might fly out the window. And I would hate to, I'm cruising down to the end here. So I would hate to just drop off the, I think that's what happened last year. I think I went to the equivalent of today. And then I just fell off the end. I was already horrific anyway. I'd missed a ton of them, but I just fell off the end of the podcast. It might've even been earlier than today, but I know I was intending to do them, the couple that I wanted to do at Dragon Con, and neither of them ever happened. So I really want to shoot for that this year. So that's it. It's been Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, and you can find this show and my other blogs, you know, blogging stuff at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. You'll also find Google+, Twitter, Facebook links, all that stuff is there as well. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care. Bye.